Good morning and praise the name of Jesus. Continue to look into the work of Jesus and the church. The Lord Jesus had given a revelation of the three things. Number one, revelation of what had happened that concerned his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his glorification. That one he gave in chapter one. Then in chapter two, he started giving the progression of what was taking place. And what is taking place from the time the church began is to this very day. We have discovered that the Church of Jesus Christ has spanned from the day it was born in power in the upper room. That is the book of Acts, chapter number 2. And it started and 3,000 men and women came to Jesus. And then they continued growing strong until all the people, or most of the people in Jerusalem, gave their life to Christ. That's how the church began in that very time. But immediately, we started seeing the spiral or the down spiral of the church in different forums. And we began by looking at it from the church at Ephesus. That was the revelation. We could not have known what was going on. And this is where the church was going down because of love. So the first church that is mentioned in the book of Revelation, which is the book of Ephesus, is about, it was serving more, but it was worshiping less. It didn't love God more. It was serving God that did not love. And because of that, the fabric, or what we call the DNA of the church, was started to be eaten. The immune of the church was being eaten because the love was the immune. Then from there, after the church started now persecution, because it was set apart, they started moving and started touching communities and religious groups. And for that reason, the church went into a moment of Samna, the Samna church, where it was persecuted, where it was thoroughly crushed. We discovered there were 10 waves of persecution that the church was going through. And the church was able to withstand persecution. No matter how much the enemy would want to persecute the church, he would not be able to do that, because the more you persecute the church, the more it grows. We discover that everywhere the church has been, even in Egypt, the more the church was persecuted, the more the church continued to grow and thrive all the more. And so when the enemy discovered he could not be able to effect or to change the church by persecution, he went to the third strategy, which is recorded in that church, the church at Pergamos, which is marriage, which is thoroughly marrying the world and the church. Pergamum means thoroughly married. And so when the church is married to the world, you discover that the culture of the world starts to get into the church. Now, it is very unfortunate that when this marriage comes, the one that actually affects is the world. You see, when you are pulling one another and somebody is at the top and somebody is at the bottom, and you are pulling yourself a rope, tug of war, definitely the one who is down would be able to pull the one who is up. That's what happens in Pergamum. And the church was started to be eaten up. And actually, persecution started even or was going on, but subtly. It was slowly, squeezing the Church of Jesus Christ. But because you could not be able to talk, because you are married, you could not be able to talk. And that's what Pergamum was all about. And then we come to that church that is called Thyatira. Thyatira is the church would want to mention a little. And the church of Thyatira was entered into a moment of idol worshiping. Is
a church that was worshiping idols. Because you have allowed the world to come into this, Deventry, you have to allow the world, the wife called the world, must come with her gods. And you do not have the power to speak against her gods. And so the gods of the world started to thrive inside the church. And this was the longest time, because the Thyatira church took 1,000 years. They are called dark world. What happens is that the idol worshipping Thyatira, what they did is that they were actually quenching the frame of the church. Remember, we had talked about that the church is united, connected with God, with the word of life, connected with one another, with the word of love, connected with the world, with the word of light. So what they were doing is that they were eating up the light, so that the world lost its light completely. We were supposed to be a city built on a hill, could not be hidden, but the light of the world was quickly quenched. And that's why when Jesus was introducing himself to this church, he said, write this letter to the angel of the church in Thyatira. This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are like flame of fire and whose feet are like the polished bronze. You know, he introduced himself as fire, because what the enemy was doing, or the idol worshipping in Thyatira was doing, was to quench the fire. So Jesus said, I am with the eyes like that of flame. In other words, you cannot be able to quench the fire of my church. No matter what, you seem like you are doing well, you world, you idol worshipping, but you cannot. He was like a polished bronze. That means he has already been burnt enough that no other fire of the world can be able to burn this. And so he talked about that, you know, their love. And he talked about five things. He know their love, he know their faith, he know their service, he know their patience, endurance. And he says that they are constant improving in each one of them. But he was complaining about that woman called Jezebel. Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel, was the one that was married by Ahab. And when Ahab was married to Jezebel, he started bringing her gods. And they were worshiping the gods of Jezebel. And with that, we could not be able to continue with worshiping the true God, because the Jezebelian spirit was the one that was being worshipped all the more. And so we want to affirm that it is at this point that you can be able to know that when the enemy, or when this marriage goes on, that went on in Pergamum, the only thing they can be able to do is to worship the gods, like what Jezebel came. She came with all her gods, and they started worshiping the gods of Jezebel, and the gods of Jezebel, or the idols of Jezebel. Remember all the atrocities that were done when Jezebel was allowed, and when Jezebel was given room, Jezebel continued to allow, you know, Ahab continued to allow Jezebel to rule in that city, in the people of God. And so God, Jesus was saying, my complaint is that you have permitted that woman, that Jezebel who calls herself prophet. Look, you know, idol worship is so close. They try to compare themselves with God, with the worship of God. You know, they come so close, and you cannot be able to tell the difference. But God says she calls herself a prophet, but you know, and she's prophesying in the names of the gods of, or the foreign gods. But this, because she's taken as a prophet, says she leads my servants astray. She teaches them to commit sexual sin and to eat food offered to idols. Now that is what the spirit of Jezebel is all about. When we allow this happen, this is what was happening in the church at Thyatira. It was a good church, but the spirit of Jezebel She was teaching them to commit, you know, to eat food over to idols, and even to commit sexual sin. Idol worship was teaching them compromise. And it was very unfortunate that the church allowed this for 1,000 years. But Jesus promised that she, you know, she had given this Jezebel a time to repent, but should not turn away from her immorality. And therefore, Jesus said he'll throw her on the bed of suffering, and all those who commit idolatry and idolatry with her will suffer greatly unless they repent and turn away from her deeds. Now, this turning away took so much, took 1,000 years of dark age. But finally, we know that God, Jesus, continued to have, you know, room, and even knowing that her church would be able to come up again. So may the Lord help us to be able to defeat the spirit of Jezebel in our church, the spirit that continues to woo God's people, you know, to worship idols and to commit sexual sin, in Jesus' name. Amen.